99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone want to know, hey, did BJ ever find out the answer to that question from the brain doctor?
Yes, we talked about yesterday whether reading a book is the same as listening to an audio book. What's better, whatever.
And I contend that it should count just the same because you have the same information.
Yep, I agree.
So yesterday, I was at a fancy luncheon with the governor.
Oh, fancy.
I say I was because he was one of the speakers, but he didn't even say hi. He didn't even see me.
Well, I was at a fancy luncheon with the Reverend Fuego, and by luncheon, I was eating my lunch in the production room with the Reverend.
Really? This is true. Yeah, I was there.
Two of the brainiest people here.
Yeah, so we were there for the League of Education Voters. They were having a thing. These guys make sure that kids get the proper education, especially.
Did you vote no?
I voted no. I don't want to help these kids.
The kids.
Yeah, a great organization, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, but let me give you the answer to the question, of course.
Yes.
So Dr. John Medina, who wrote the book called Brain Rules and Brain Rules for Babies, University of Washington, just a brilliant guy, and love hanging out with him because, you know, for a scientist guy, he is just really jovial and quite fun when you speak to. He's not like monotone. He's really great conversational.
Sounds like
too.
A fun dude.
Yeah. So I asked him, I said, hey, I'd like to ask you a question. He goes, well, I can't go on record with this because there's really no proof. There's only theories. But the idea being is that he said that actually they don't really have any proof that either one is better than the other.
Boom.
He says the only thing is that when you read, you are making up your own story rather than having like watching a movie or even reading a comic book. And that works parts of your brain because you have to imagine everything when you read a book. Whereas with audio, he said, you know, it's something about the reading that's a little different than audio, but doesn't know which one's better because some people argue that reading is like better than audio. But then somebody said, well, what happens when there weren't books?
Yeah.
We had storytellers and people used to learn by story. And so, again, there was audio learning. So he said, well, yeah, but you get to see the person's face. And he said the thing about people talking to each other is it's a relational situation, whereas the audio book is not somebody like across from you talking and you're being lectured to by this basically unembodied voice. He said it's a funny thing. We talk to people because we're trying to decide if you'll help me survive in the world. Like he breaks it all the way back down to like when we were cavemen and we interacted with people to see if you would help me survive. So if you listen to somebody who you think you like because you think they'll help you survive, you'll actually remember what they're saying better than somebody who you go, yeah, this person's not going to be able to help me. So your brain will just shut them off and not listen, which I thought was fascinating. So it's like if you like somebody, you'll have a better chance of remembering what they say.
Okay.
And learning from them as opposed to, hey, you know, this person does nothing for me. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
At least that was one of the theories that he threw out there at me.
So then, but with a book, you're not, I don't understand how that answers the question.
I was bringing how the audio could be helpful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why they don't know if reading is better than audio because of
all the factors.
Except the only difference is that, you know, unembodied audio, he feels is not as good as just two people talking to each other face to face.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Again, it's all theory. So all I can tell you, Steve, is, you know,
I was
what?
Right. And you
people
were
who believe with you, we all agree that you're an idiot if you think Steve's right about anything.
Fair enough. Did he agree with you on that one, too?
Yeah, he did. Really? He thought it was right. I just want to say, dude, there was a kid there yesterday because they had two African-American kids got up on stage because it's all about making sure every kid has a fair shot at learning. And they're saying between the ages of 0 and 8. These League of Education voters say this is the primary part that they got to get educated right. These are the big years to educate a kid. And then so they had an eighth grader and probably a first grader. Mm-hmm. And they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And one of the kids says, hey, I want to be on Broadway, which was really cool. This other kid said, oh, what do I want to be when I grow up? An adult. And we all laughed. And then, you know, because we thought, what a funny line from a little kid. You know, I want to grow up to be an adult. Mm-hmm. And then the keynote speaker gets up there. Her name was Marquita Davis. And she said, I know you guys thought it was funny. And I get it because, you know, a little kid saying that. But she says, understand, this is an African-American kid who said he wants to grow up to be an adult because in a lot of African-American communities, she said, think about it. That's not a guarantee. And I was like, whoa. Like the whole room was like, you know, as a white dude that never, ever had to worry about, am I going to make it to adulthood? I mean, it was powerful. And this little kid, we didn't, you know, here we are, you know, and the little kid is just like going, I hope I get to be an adult. It was big. And the League of Education Voters, man, just look them up. And if you want to help them out, I gave a donation. I mean, listen, how do we change the world? With the kids. The kids are the only way to change the world. Just, you know, help them get a good education, have a great life, and they're going to be better than we are, and that's how you save the world.
Damn, so that's powerful.
Yeah, and they do a lot of good work, man. I mean, Governor Inslee was there, you know, saying, hey, this is good stuff. Well, I mean, you know, when does a governor go speak anywhere, right? He's got to pick and choose, and obviously, you know, educating little kids, Governor Inslee's like, it's important to me. Yeah, League of Education Voters.
What was
look
the
him
governor
up.
Eating? Boom. Do you remember?
Yeah, I didn't see him eat.
Oh, it's probably fish. It's brain food.
I see. I'd be.
Well, I think he ate what we had. We had the same thing. We had a nice little cold chicken dinner.
Oh, nice.
It was a cold chicken salad.
I bet he had hot chicken because he's the governor.
I know. Oh, you know, I did wonder about that. I did wonder about that, Steve.